Exactly, Colin. I thought it's going to be a happy day because it's the end of the lecture, but concerning the international situation, it's rather a sad day. So let's hope that Europe is getting its peace back. Okay, let's come to mathematics. So in the lecture yesterday, we had formulated the Brownian martingale representation property, which said that if you have the usual situation, as we assume, especially that the filtration is generated by the Brownian motion and augmented, then any martingale which is square integrable in that sense can be represented as a constant plus a stochastic integral with respect to the Brownian motion. So there exists a process in what we originally said in L2, such that the martingale is a constant plus a stochastic integral with respect to the Brownian motion, as I said already. And this representation is up to the null sets unique. So what does it help us for our problem? So maybe we should say that we had this already. We use this proposition. To find out a hedging strategy. For what did we want to compute? The call option in the Black-Scholes model with strike price K. Okay. Yes, so in the talk, where's my mouse? Here it comes. In the lecture yesterday, we had the martingale, and now we have just this random variable how to get the martingale. We put empty to be the conditional expectation of st minus k plus given ftb. So we have to justify that this is correct. So what do we need first? The first condition was that this was square integrable, and we are going to check. So of course we would need to know that this is integrable, and but that would follow from the other things then. So what do we write? We write the M T is square integrable. Namely, we have S of T minus K plus, and then we need to put a square. I'm needing a lot of parentheses, sorry. And if you think of the function, how does it look like? This doesn't look like very good yet. Okay, that's better. So the function s x minus k plus, so to say, would if you have the k here, so we consider x minus k plus, then you have the function is 0 as long as the x is less than k, and then it goes up in 45 degrees. So approximately, so I did draw it below 0, otherwise you can't see if I draw blue on black. So this is exactly on the black line, as you know. And we can see that this function is less or equal to the function x squared, because if I draw the function x squared, it should look like this one. At least for k. Yeah, this doesn't look too nice. Oh, now I'm losing everything. I'm sorry. Okay, so for you can see on the picture that this is like this. We do have this relation, and at least for k large enough, it looks. And that means we can continue like that. We take an inequality as t squared. Okay. And what is s? And I forgot the tilde everywhere. So actually we want to take the discounted payoff function or payoff. And then we could put the tilde inside like this. And now we can compute this. So this is, let us recall S of t tilde was S0 e to the minus, e to the plus sigma bt minus sigma squared half capital T, then we had a mu, which came, no, we did not have a mu. This was already the Martingale, we used the Martingale measure, so I forgot to put the Q. So I hope I still manage today. So this was with respect to the Martingale measure, of course, what we want to do. So that means that this was everything what we have, because this was, we learned yesterday, if you have such a term and the relation between bt and t in that way, then we have a martingale. Okay, so this is the shape of the s tilde, but I think we should write, because that was what we did, we should write here w, okay? Because with respect to Q, it would be like that. So that's the Q martingale. Okay, now it's probably closer to being correct. So if you square this, what happens? Then you can see that you get a S0 squared. Okay, that's not a problem. And then we have E to the 2 sigma WT minus sigma squared t. So I multiply everything with 2 here. And the trick how to see what you get out of that is to write artificially again this as a martingale term and something else. So kind of, if here's a sigma and there's a sigma squared divided by 2, then we have a martingale. Now we have 2 sigma, but we could artificially write this as e to the 2 sigma wt minus 2 sigma squared divided by 2 capital T. And that should be a martingale, but of course it's not this expression, so we have to correct this. So what do we get? We get 4 sigma squared half. We have, so it's minus 2 sigma squared, and here we have just minus 1. So we have to correct this by adding 1 sigma squared. So I hope you understand what I mean. So I write this artificially in that way, and then I have to correct. But now we know that this is a martingale. Unfortunately, this is deterministic. So this is a martingale. So this has expectation one, because it's martingale starting in one. Martingale if the T would be running, of course. So I put this here in because it's just one expression. So it has expectation one, and so we get S0 squared. And this term here. So what we actually wanted to show is that it's finite and this follows especially. So MT is square integrable. And then what I'm not going to show in detail, so you could use Jensen's inequality and so on. So MT, which is given as the conditional expectation as above. So I should put the Q everywhere. I did forget this, sorry. But there's no other expectation. So I have to make very big tildes. It's looking a little bit ugly, but I don't know how to do else. So of course we could divide by the bank account process. Maybe that would be more nice. So this is a square integrable martingale. So I think we have shown if we take a conditional expectation of a random variable in the demo, then we get a martingale as long as the random variable is integrable. So martingale shouldn't be a problem, and square integrability, you can follow, it follows from the square integrability of this one. Okay, so that's not a problem. And actually we should use here the W. So this is not correct what we do, because this is the Brownian motion which we use here. Okay, I hope I can stick to using W instead of B. And now we can use the proposition. So we have, we use the augmented natural iteration of W, we use our Q instead of P, and we have a martingale and so on with this property. And then we can represent it in that form. So by proposition, what was the number? 4, 10, 2. We can represent this object as MT, which is equal to M0 plus a stochastic integral. And there's a certain process L which exists with respect to W. Okay. On the other hand, we want to hedge. So we want that this discounted payoff is equal to the discounted value of the portfolio. And that should be given in that way, the initial value plus the gains process. Okay, and we assume that, so we would need to find a trading strategy phi such that we have the expectation with respect to Q and this guy. If I take the square, should be finite. Then phi is a self-financing trading strategy. Okay. So we did have S tilde of T is equal to S0 plus sigma S tilde of S dWS. Okay. So we have, because we have this relation, we can rewrite this upper line. Let's give it some star. Today I'm using a green star. Using this representation of S tilde, so the thumb rule is not jump rule, but thumb rule is that you think of d S tilde of t is equal to d sigma S tilde of t dWt. Yeah, let's write it. So you write this. So how to do this in an algebraic way, not in a correct stochastic way, but for that we don't have time. So we do a thumb rule. If you write this integral equation in the differential form, then you would get this, and correct mathematical arguments conclude that you can replace this guy by that guy in this equation, for example. Okay, so we have our discounted payoff, which is equal to the initial value plus, and now we have phi of u, and then I'm replacing this d s tilde with this one. So that is sigma. Well, I put it inside. Sigma s tilde of u d W. Okay, now we have two representations of this object, namely one from the martingale representation, which was this one. Okay. And we have this one. This is our kind of wish list. So we want to have that this one is the outcome, the left-hand side is the outcome of a self-financing trading strategy. And a self-financing trading strategy should satisfy such things here. with the assumption that this is finite. Okay. So if both are the same, let's do the following trick. We compare now these two equations and try to figure out, can we maybe get the phi, right? That's the aim and this object. So, okay, so we need this equation as well. That would be orange today. We compare. Green and orange and get 0 is equal to the expectation of with respect to Q of, yeah, I'm writing like that, S T of S of T minus K plus tilde minus S of T minus K plus tilde. So I think nobody has anything against the first equation. And now we do a little bit more interesting stuff. So we replace the first one by green star. That would be this, or another way. Yeah. I think I have that star made in the wrong way. Sorry. We need this here to be that star. Otherwise, wouldn't help. So, orange. Okay. That's better. So, we have with the L. And on the other hand, we have with this complicated expression. Yeah. Okay, so we get, can choose whatever, let's take green. That would be this. And we take away the red, that was m0, and the integral with respect to L. I'm going to write both ways with u. Okay. And now we compute this, just in case I find my mouse. Still have a bit of space. So we just multiply, so we have a square here, and it is meant, of course, that I first take a square and then I'm integrating. So we could compute by first connecting the terms in a useful way. So I consider the constant minus that constant as one term and the integrals as another term, and then I take the square, so we would get v0 of phi minus m0 square. Then the other term would be the mixed term between the constants and the integrals, which we have twice. It's a sigma. And then we have the difference of the stochastic integrals squared. And we can already, because they are both. So we use already linearity to write a little bit less of the Itô integral. So we have both, the integrator is W. So that would give SU tilde minus LU DW and then we square outside. So I'm just squaring this, right? And because of the linearity of the E2 integral, I can write it like that. Okay, then we discuss that this is a constant, so you could take it out of the expectation. And then you have the expectation of these two stochastic integrals, and under the conditions which we have, they have expectation zero. So this is in L2, and this is also in L2. L2, not zero. So the middle term disappears, and we are left with the expectation of this, but we know it's a constant, so we can just write almost surely. So it's constant almost surely. I should say this, not to confuse anybody. So this is kind of almost surely, because if I leave the expectation off, then we have that plus. And now I'm using Itô's isometry. What was that? We computed this for the simple functions, namely, if you take a stochastic integral and take the square, then what happens? The integrand is squared, and outside you get a du term here. So we then just, we did it, we computed this for simple function as integrands, and then we said, okay, for this L2 objects, it is still true. So we are using now this property. So we have a square and du. Okay, what does this help us? We know that it is zero. So you have two non-negative terms, and the sum of them is zero. So what you conclude is that each term must be zero. So almost surely. Then we see that this term must also be zero. And how can it be zero? It can be zero if the integrand is zero almost everywhere with respect to this Lebesgue measure and the probability. So I forgot the Q here, sorry. So we get that the phi of U, which you are interested in, should be LU divided by sigma S tilde of U, and this holds Q Lebesgue measure almost everywhere, because null sets here wouldn't change this to be zero. Okay, and what else do we get? If I take now we have that this is equal to that. No, this is equal to that, and this is equal to that. So, in fact, if you take the conditional expectation of whatever of this one with respect to our given filtration, then we get the same as taking the conditional expectation of this. But here we know if you take the conditional expectation, because this is a martingale, we get a V little t if the conditional is with respect to this. So what can we conclude? That we can write up dvt tilde of this, and this can be interpreted as the discounted price at time t. Okay, so this would be the discounted price of the option at time t. And this would be the price of the option. At time zero. Why can I talk about, so we didn't address this too much. Why can I talk about the discounted price of the option at time t? So how to explain that? So it's clear that this should be the price of the option at the beginning, because this is the amount of money you need. If you look at the full equation, for example, this one, this is the amount of money you need in order to trade such that you can achieve the payoff, the discounted payoff. So it's clear this should be the price because it is needed, otherwise you cannot reach this value. But now you can go in two steps. You can say that, okay, you have S of T minus K tilde plus, that is V capital T tilde of phi. But I could also write this in an artificial way by taking this away and adding this. Okay, nothing has happened. But this one, this second expression, I could write up as if you look at, yeah, you can write up this for different t's. So think you have written this for capital T and for small t. Then what you see is if you take away from the whole one, this one, then you take away on both sides, on both equations, the initial value, and once you have the full integral from 0 to capital T, and here is only the integral from 0 to little t. So this expression is nothing else than the integral from little t to capital T and this explains if you want maybe to sell your option, you bought this option for the price, for this price, and then at time t you don't want to have this option anymore, you want to sell it, and just imagine that there are no transaction costs and so on, then this would be needed at this time if you continue hedging to reach this value. So this is obviously the price at time t, the discounted price at time t, because if you continue with this in that manner, then you can reach this value, right? So this is the price of the option at time t, and one continues. With trading. This would be the gains process. Starting in T and trading until capital T. So I hope it's clear. So maybe it was clear from the very beginning, but I thought it might be worth a thought. Okay. So how can we compute now the price? So we said one way would be, okay, we know this is a martingale. in t, so we can take the conditional expectation. But on the other hand, we have this equation here, so we can take the conditional expectation from this one, or we can take the conditional expectation from that one. But this one actually we don't really have, so we what we have is this. So that's in that way. Now we want the price. This was the discounted price. So if you want the price, you have to multiply with what you actually divided with. So this is R times T. So V tilde T of phi is equal to V T of phi divided by E to the R T. Okay, so this is the relation which we use. So we multiply. And then we take the conditional expectation of the discounted payoff. But now I'm doing it more in detail, so I don't write the tilde, but I divide by e to the r capital T. Okay, so that would be the formula to compute the price. And now we just have to calculate this in detail. So that was the point to get this famous Black-Scholes formula. So how do we do this? First of all, we have here the e to the rt and e to the r capital T, so we can put this together. And we get e to the r minus t minus t, something like this. Conditional expectation is kept. So the rest of the lecture is just a calculation of that expression. So I hope I do not bore you too much. I try to calculate this in a proper way, so, and show you how it goes. Then you can use it for solving the last demo question. You just copy the idea with a little bit of different expression. Okay, so what is now the trick which is behind? Yeah, maybe we can take this factor out. And we have here this sigma algebra, and it turns out if we divide S of capital T by S of little t and multiply with S of little t, then we can succeed in a better way. I show you in a minute. Okay. Namely, we have to think what this S of what this object is. So this one, okay, this one we know is FTW measurable. So because the share prices are adapted. So the discounted share prices are martingales, and if I do not discount, I still have the adaptedness. But here, this would be S. This would be e to the sigma b. Now I have to look. So we know if we would discount, that's the trick. If we would discount this, then we would have a martingale. So then we would have this. But we do not have discounted, so that's why we get punished by the factor like this. And there's some S. Yeah, and what do we put? We put this to X. Because now we have the following situation. We know that this Banach motion term is independent from this sigma algebra. So the whole thing here is independent from this sigma algebra, while this one is measurable. And yeah, then I have to talk to you about how this trick works. So this is independent. And this ST is measurable. Now, if there wouldn't be a plus and the minus k and so on, but just this factor, what would you do? You would take out what is known, namely the measurable part, and then compute the expectation of this. So it doesn't work that nicely because this is not in the right structure. So we don't have just a product, we have a function. But still there can be something done. And I try to find the solution. It's not here, but it should be here, yes. So in probability 2, if you learn about conditional expectation, there's this proposition, which helps us now a lot because we have the following situation that we have two random variables and we have a conditional expectation and G is G measurable and F is independent. So we have a function of two random variables. One is measurable and the other one is independent. And what do? You replace the measurable by a parameter, you compute the expectation, and then afterwards you have an object which depends on this parameter and you plug in again your random variable as this parameter. So this is what we need to do. So our F is this independent fraction here and our G is S of T. Okay, so we just apply this and get e to the minus. So we put here is called Y, so we call it X for some reason, because later on it fits better to the famous Black-Scholes expression, which we want to have exactly. So we would have this four, this is called X now, and this one we write out in that way. And we do another step. So because we compute the expectation and yes, I see. So theoretically we would have WT minus W little t. I already wrote it like that. Then I made a mistake because this is not equal, but this is equal in distribution. Because if you write down these two terms, you get a W capital T minus a W little t. So I already made this in that way. Okay, I think this is all, and we still have the k and the plus, and then you deserve a break. We don't need to put conditional expectation anymore, because if you use this rule here, then we just compute the expectation. As we know, by take out what is known, if the rest is independent, then we just take the expectation. So conditional expectation of an object which is independent with respect to the condition is, of course, the expectation. Okay, so you deserve a break now, and we continue after. break and finish the calculation. So it's not a lot anymore. So we probably finish, depends on how good I'm in calculation. We finish a bit earlier.